Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
This week we are talking about the various different ways you can use your homemade tomato sauce. Siobhan Berry, of course, many of you will know Siobhan as well as Mummy Cooks on social media, is with us in studio today. Good afternoon, Siobhan. How are you?
Good afternoon.
The tomato sauce, I know people are thinking, we can all do it, we can all make it, but it has so, so many uses.
And I think most of us buy a jar, would that be right? So what I'm trying to suggest is that if we make a batch of homemade tomato sauce, now I make it one way, you can make it in loads of different ways. So I've added, cooked some garlic off first and then some tomato puree and then added tins of tomato. In this country, we don't get a glut of tomatoes or anything. You can do your own tomatoes. And then I added in some basil. So you can...
The basil gives it a nice little bit of kick.
Yeah, and you can add some seasoning, of course, and a little bit of sugar if you find it a little tart. But I don't actually, because when I'm using it, then if you're using Parmesan, that's quite salty.
Yeah.
So that'll add that in. So what I do then is I batch cook it. So I'll almost, quadruple it and then freeze it off for future use.
Now, I will say for people listening, your recipe, it'll be up on our socials. It'll be on your socials. Actually, it's already up as well.
Yeah.
So people don't have to take note of it. But you make one large batch
of it. So it's and I think that when you think of children, again, they are, they can be a little picky, but if they have familiar tastes, they'll then eat it. So if that same sauce is in loads of different recipes, they're going to eat it. So what I do then is I'll use it during the week then in a 20-minute meal. So I've given you a sample there of the chicken parmigiana. So we love chicken parmigiana at our house. It's really simple. You're just coating the chicken in a little bit of egg and then into some parmesan and breadcrumb mix and then onto the pan for 5 minutes. And then you're adding the tomato sauce on top and then some parmesan, some mozzarella and then into the oven. And that's your dinner. So you have you're going to add some pasta and maybe some broccoli as well.
Yeah, but you already, this is a sauce that you've made. Already frozen it. You've taken it out and it's there.
It allows me make a 20-minute meal then during the week and I don't have to go making the sauce.
It's a favourite in the house.
It's a favourite in the house, and they're really, they love it. My kids love it blended. They don't love the
it's very blended.
I personally prefer with a bit of chunks in it, but they love it blended. So whatever your preference is. The other thing I made you there is a tortilla pizza.
These are great.
It's so simple.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not a pizza fan.
Yeah.
I don't like the dough. I find it too heavy. So actually doing it with the tortilla wraps is just much lighter.
It's just really a wrap. So what I did was I have one wrap and then I put a layer of the tomato sauce and then another wrap. And then I'm going to add all like your sweet corn. I have some pesto on there, some ham and a little bit of cheese. And then into the oven for, I think it was about 6 minutes. So it's a really lovely afternoon when they come back from school if they want a little pizza. It's a great
snack to do it. But again, the sauce is something that's just it's pre-made. How long can you freeze the sauce for?
Yeah, so I mean, you're better like 3 to 4 months and then, move everything around. But things can last quite a long time in the freezer. So long as you're keeping it at minus 18, you're good.
Root everything out and dump a load of the stuff, I'd say, that's sitting there for God knows how long at this stage. People asking about children and tomatoes and sauces, how did you coerce them into eating it?
Well, if you think your child probably loves pizza, so they like the tomato sauce on it, so maybe point that out. Blending it. You're more likely to get them to eat it. I also do, sometimes I do quesadillas. So on the pan, I'll do like a dry wrap with some cheese on it and then they'll dip it into the sauce.
Oh, yeah.
So some children where you don't have it already on the wrap, they'll dip it, dip it in. They do like tomato sauce though, because they like ketchup. So it's all like, just bring it back to like, it's all the same. There's no little bits in it or or nothing green in it. Or
yeah, the same family. Well, yeah. That's because you. I know you've basil and you can taste the basil actually in the
that's
sauce.
That's fresh basil actually. It was so lovely.
It's lovely, yeah.
Chopping that up yesterday.
But because it's so well blended, it's sure you can't see it.
You can't see it. Also, you'll get spinach in there as well. If you've got a child that's really not eating very well, you'll get a little bit of spinach in there blended and they won't taste it. So I don't love hiding foods, but sometimes
it's
we
a way
do
if
need
you have to.
Yeah, do need to get it in.
Listeners wondering, Siobhan, are the jarred tomato sauces typically bad for kids? I do buy them sometimes, admits this listener.
And however, they're quite high in salt and they have some sugar in it. So we need to be aware of that. We can have, like a child can have up to 2 grams of salt per day. But like if they're eating anything else that's got quite a lot of salt in throughout the day, you're really going to get there. So I think if we're home cooking our food, not adding our salt in, not adding salt at the table, we're much better off. You know, we're not getting them used to that taste, I think.
It's actually nearly tastes more like a sort of a soup consistency as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, probably because it's probably totally blended.
Yeah. Does your guest freeze the sauce separately or make the dishes first and then freeze them?
Absolutely separately, because what you want to do is add variety. So every time you take it out, you want to give a different. So I'm not an advocate of giving the same thing every time.
Yeah.
But offering it in different ways is the how you get around it. So often people will say like, oh, they'll only eat bolognese. But what you could do with that is offer the bolognese in different ways. So offer it as a lasagna, offer it with pasta.
Oh, yeah.
Offer it with potato. It doesn't like, I know the Italians wouldn't like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you
yeah.
could offer it with potato. Offer it with like crusty in a bake. You know, you just anything different. It will change it up each time. So variety is just about texture, really. And that's the key, I think, to for children especially.
The recipe that you have here, the sauce, is that how much it's 200-400 gram tins you're talking of tomatoes? So typically, how much did you get out of that sauce-wise?
So I got enough, to be honest, for what I just did there. So the chicken parmigiana for 4 adults. And then I had a little portion of the sauce for today for the pizza. So what I would have to do there is I'd have to do maybe 8 tins. So you need like a big pot when you're doing this. It's actually when you're doing it, it's fine. You know, if you're doing it in one go.
Is the blended tomato sauce a good way to hide veg? Yeah, you just answered that. So that is for people that are trying to. 100%.
Or any child that's, you know, doesn't like little, because you will see the little bits of basil in it. So if they're a little afraid of that, just take it away and just blend it.
If your kids aren't mad on tomato sauce, is there a white sauce equivalent? Listeners wondering.
Yeah, Alfredo sauce is great. So that's Parmesan. I don't exactly remember. I think there's creme fraiche in it as well. But it's really simple. Or you could do a carbonara, which is great, which is just your egg and your Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, and just make it up.
Yeah.
Would you make up that sauce though? Previously.
Not the carbonara because
no, it's egg.
But I do make Alfredo as a batch cook actually and put that in the freezer. So
that's melting butter, isn't it? And cream or
there's lots in there. And it's real rich, but it's lovely. Then you can add it to chicken or to pasta. It's all about like making sauces that they like and then adding.
And convenience.
And the convenience. And the, you know, they'll eat it, you know? And then you're just adding different vegetables and different meats and different carbohydrates.
The other point or the other dish you have too, meatballs, obviously. Another way you can use this sauce.
Yeah, meatballs is great as well. So we've covered the chicken, we've covered the ham on the, you know, and a vegetarian will be just the sauce on it. And then you can do meatballs. So again, you can either have the meatballs prepared in advance or you can make them up on the day. Little longer than 20 minutes, I think, for meatballs,
isn't it? It's
personally. But I do often, again, if I'm making them, I'll make double them up. And then sure, I have like the sauce and I have the meatballs already made.
It's all done there. Listen, we will make sure to post the recipes on our socials. As I said, Siobhan has them up on hers. You can get those at Mummy Cooks. That's Siobhan Berry with, the ever versatile tomato sauce. Siobhan, thanks a million. Great to have you back on with us today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.